Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As you know, if you've been with us, we are focused now on chapter 4 of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, the final book of the Bible. We've been walking through this chapter as I describe to you what this scene in heaven means. Due to time restraints, I'm not able to get into the detail of every verse, so we are stressing some more than others. We are here in order to see that in heaven, God is thanked. God is to be thanked. Listen to verse 9 of Revelation chapter 4. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever. There it is, thanks. The four living creatures who are in the center and around God's throne give thanks to God. I submit to you that as God is thanked in heaven, so too he is to be thanked on earth by us. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, and were you cognizant of God? Were you thinking of him, praising him, honoring him, glorifying God? Were you and I thanking him? But of course, not just yesterday, but all the days of our lives. And we know this. When we who have faith in Christ for the forgiveness of all our sins get to heaven, we will be bowing down in worship to God and we will be thanking him. A spirit of thankfulness permeates all of heaven. Now, an outline is guiding us through Revelation 4, and right now we're on point 4, asking who are the four living creatures. We've met them in verse 6 of Revelation 4, and yesterday we learned where they are located. According to verse 6, they are in the center and around the throne. They're in the center space in a very prominent place before God's throne. I asked you to read Ezekiel chapter 1 and compare that to Revelation chapter 4. I hope that you did so, because if you did, then you met these same four living creatures in Ezekiel's vision. Isn't that remarkable? What Ezekiel sees, John sees. And these living creatures, Ezekiel calls them living beings, are extraordinary. And so thus far we know where they're located. They are in the center and around the throne. Second, I want to tell you what they are. Revelation 4 verse 6 says they're living creatures. And when we hear creatures, we may think animals, even monsters. Well, they are not animals, nor are they monsters. Now, please understand this. The four living creatures are not animals or some sort of monsters. They are living. And here is what these are. They are cherubim, which biblically can be described as an exalted order of angels. The four living creatures are angels of the highest order. Let's cross-reference Revelation with Ezekiel again, and this time Ezekiel chapter 10 and verse 15. I'm reading Ezekiel 10 verse 15. Then the cherubim rose up. They are the living beings that I saw by the river Kabar. That's Ezekiel 10:15, and notice what Ezekiel says. He describes the living beings as cherubim. Now we know what these are. Again, not animals or monsters, but cherubim, a high order of angels. The four living creatures are angels, specifically cherubim. Do you believe in angels? I do. Angels are real. God has myriads and myriads of angels, says the book of Revelation. Actually, right in the next chapter, chapter 5. And myriads means too many to count. There are so many angels in heaven that they are innumerable. They cannot be counted. And God's angels are organized like an army. There is a hierarchy given them. The Bible teaches us that cherubim are associated with God's holy power and God's judgment. They also guard. I do not have time to read to you all the biblical references, but let me just remind you that it was cherubim that the Lord sent to guard the Garden of Eden from Adam and Eve returning there after their sin. This is Genesis 3, verse 24. So God drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction, to guard the way to the tree of life. Genesis 3, 24. Another example is in the Holy of Holies in the temple. There were two carved cherubim made to symbolically guard God's holiness. And Ezekiel chapter 28 teaches us that Satan, before his fall, was one of the cherubim. Read Ezekiel 28, verse 14. Ezekiel 28, 14. Oh, we could spend more time here, but let's press on. Who are the four living creatures that give thanks to God? They are cherubim, an exalted order of angels. Next, let's find out what they looked like. Listen again to Revelation 4, verse 6. Four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. What does that mean? It sounds really weird. Strange, doesn't it? This is hard to picture. Full of eyes in front and behind. Verse 8 says they are full of eyes around and within. This means they are always aware, always alert, always seeing and knowing what is going on. This does not mean they are all-knowing, omniscient like God. No, only God is omniscient, all-knowing. But these cherubim are always looking. They are always perceiving. It is important that we remember that here in Revelation 4, God's judgment is about to be unleashed on the world. At the start of our outline, we place this chapter at a point in the Revelation where there is worship in heaven before the great tribulation. So these angels, the four living creatures, will play a key part in God's judgment. Now please stick with me. Following along as we come into Revelation chapter 4 and verse 7. I'm going to read the verse and then tell you what it means. Here we are still discussing what the four living creatures look like, but here's the deal. Verse 7 contains a lot of detail, okay? The detailed look at each one of the four living creatures would take too long to discuss in our format, so I'm making the tough decision to simplify and be succinct when I tell you what verse 7 means. I have to fit my task to my limited time, get all of this in before the weekend, so I just wanted you to be aware of this. I'm reading now Revelation chapter 4, verse 7. The first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like that of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. That's Revelation 4, verse 7. What does all this mean? Put succinctly, using symbolic language, the one like a lion represents strength and power. The one like a calf represents service. The one with a face like that of a man represents reason. And the one like a flying eagle represents speed. Let me give those to you again, especially for note takers. Put succinctly, using symbolic language, the one like a lion represents strength and power. The one like a calf represents service. The one with a face like that of a man represents reason. And the one like a flying eagle represents speed. And if you think of the lion, the calf, the man, and the eagle, you can see why the comparison is made. These are actually easy to think about and remember. Understanding the revelation of Jesus Christ is not impossible or very difficult. It just takes some detailed work and persistence, guided by the Holy Spirit. That's all. This is what I want to say about verse 7, Revelation 4, verse 7. Let me read for us Revelation 4, verse 8. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within, and day and night they do not cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come." You heard me read about six wings. The Bible says each one of the four living creatures has six wings. And what do these wings represent? It's this: worship of God. The cherubim, which are the four living creatures, are around God's throne to worship him, as we will see next time. And they use their six wings for three different purposes in their worship of Holy God. And here we need to cross-reference John's vision with the vision the prophet Isaiah had of heaven. You may be familiar with Isaiah chapter 6. Let me read just one verse. This will be verse 2 of Isaiah 6. Isaiah 6 verse 2 says, "Seraphim stood above God, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew." Seraphim, I think they are the same beings as cherubim, putting to use their wings in worship. Notice that they cover their face. Why? Because the glory of God is so consuming that all created beings, including angels, must cover their faces. They cannot look directly at God and live. With two more wings, they covered their feet. Why? Because the place where they were standing is holy ground. And with the other two wings, they fly. They are in constant motion before the throne of God. If you read the Ezekiel passage before today, then you know that. Well, this is really something, isn't it? And I'm glad that we can continue in Revelation 4 at the first part of next week. I understand that Thanksgiving Day has passed, but we're to have a spirit of thankfulness all the days of our lives. And so let's continue next week in Revelation chapter 4, and we will meet again these living creatures who give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever. There is more that I want to say about them, and also I want to complete our outline, and so we'll take this up just at the first half of next week, and then I'll tell you where we'll be going from there. So I hope that you will enjoy the weekend and join us again on Monday for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.